Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And we're continuing our journey through the book of Philippians. And today we're going to be taking a look at Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 13. You know, Philippians 4:13 is arguably one of the most popular Bible verses in all of Scripture. It's a verse that you see on t-shirts, on signs at football games. It's in people's social media bios. Like, people love Philippians 4:13. But it's also one of the most misinterpreted verses in all of Scripture. People tend to pull it out of context, meaning that they give it a meaning that Paul did not originally intend. They kind of twist what he's saying to fit their own narrative and their own ideas. And in order to have the right context for Philippians 4:13, we have to understand what Paul is talking about here, where he is, who he's writing to, and we need to look at the verses surrounding this verse. So I want to read Philippians 4:10 through 13 to provide the proper context for this verse. Paul says this. He says, "I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me." He's talking to the people in Philippi, the believers here. He's rejoicing that they're thinking about him, that they care about him. He says, "Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want." So Paul is explaining that he's had a lot of different experiences and circumstances in life. There have been times in life where he has had plenty of food, plenty of money. He's been comfortable. And there have been times in life where he's had just about all of it stripped away. And he's had barely enough to get by. And he's saying that he's learned the secret to being content in every situation, in every circumstance, no matter what he may or may not have. And what is that secret? Verse 13, he says, "I can do all this through him who gives me strength." I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You see, this verse that we often use to talk about, doing our best in athletics or crushing some presentation at work or giving us almost supernatural strength to do something, that's not what Paul is talking about here. Paul says, when he says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, he's saying that I can be content in any and every situation. I can be at peace with where God has me in life, with the situation he's put me in, with what he has given me, the gifts that he has supplied. No matter what my life may look like, I can be content. And so I wonder for us today, where do we struggle to be content? Maybe it's in our career, where we have this ambition that can oftentimes become an unhealthy ambition, where we're striving and we're chasing for more and more. Maybe we're discontent with just the relationships in our life. Some kind of dating relationship, or we want to get married, or we want children, and we're having a hard time being content in the season that we're in. Maybe for us, it's our finances and our material possessions. We always have this desire for more money or more stuff, a newer car, another renovation in our home. Maybe you're discontent and you're just wanting more fun experiences. And it's always about chasing the next vacation, the next trip, the next game, or the next concert that you can go to. You see, the call for us as believers is to learn to be content in any and every situation. And we cannot do that through our own strength and power. Our sin nature is always pushing us to strive and achieve for more, to be discontent. But Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So maybe today you find yourself in a season where you're struggling to be content. Now I want to invite you to just pray this prayer. God, strengthen me, help me to be content with where you have me in life. So I'm going to pray for us now and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. So God, we thank you for the way that you provide for all of our needs. That, Lord, whether we have a lot or we have a little, you always give us exactly what we need in every situation, in every season of life. And Lord, our desire, Lord, is to learn to be content, to trust you that you have us where you want us. You have us in the season of life we're in on purpose. So Lord, give us the strength, give us the power to pursue that contentment, to rest in you and to trust you. It's in the name of Jesus that we ask all these things and that we pray.